Good afternoon. Brilliant sunshine across interior New York and New England. Compliments of a strong area of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft. The surface high is anchored over the outer banks of North Carolina, and it's producing a southwesterly wind flow, which will tend to increase through the afternoon. The humidity levels are low, but will only slowly climb today, and with mostly sunny skies, temperatures will climb into the lower and middle 80s on average. Some of the higher terrain will stay in the 70s, but still a good 10 to 15 degrees above normal for this time of year. A cool front, currently making its way slowly through the Great Lakes, will approach from the west this evening with increasing clouds, and overnight tonight, skies will be cloudy, and there is the risk of a few showers with the front passing through, perhaps even a rumble of thunder in some spots. Temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 50s. With the front only slowly moving through, we still run the risk at a few showers early tomorrow morning, with some sunshine coming back during the course of the day. Still, clouds will be around as well, and temperatures will be cooler behind the front, but still very much above normal, with highs in the lower to middle 70s. On Wednesday, high pressure builds back into the region with mostly sunny skies in the mid 70s before we push it back to 80 with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. It stays dry and sunny into Friday as we push into the lower 80s again out ahead of the next front, and only weak disturbances passing by over the weekend, so the risk of a thunderstorm on Sunday otherwise dry, with a mix of sun and clouds in both days in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across western and northeastern Kansas, southeastern Nebraska, northern Missouri, southern Iowa, and far west central Illinois. There's also a slight risk of severe storms across southeastern parts of New Mexico and portions of west and southwest Texas. Cloudiness left over from early morning storms across the slight risk area may limit surface heating, but computer models suggest moderate instability will be possible with the strongest surface heating. With weak mid to upper level winds and weak shear, multi-cells will be the primary storm mode, with hail and strong wind gusts the primary threats. A tornado risk, however, cannot be ruled out across north central Kansas late this afternoon into the early evening hours. And strong surface heating and upslope flow should support thunderstorm development this afternoon in southwest Texas and southeast New Mexico, with supercells likely, given the expected moderate instability and wind shear, large hail, and damaging winds will be the primary threats. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Olney, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 91, set in 1944, and the record low, 28, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:59 p.m., 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today, with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with a few showers and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today, highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a shower in the morning, then a mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday near 80. Mostly sunny Friday, lower 80s, lower 80s Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs right around 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.